And, you know, because I'm old, I basically, I think I was home by 10 or so. One of the things that I got on Sunday, I got a coupon from GameStop. Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Can you hear that? So I went to GameStop. I spent $13.87, and I saved $3.44. So not too bad. Not as good as Big Fatty, but nobody as good as Big Fatty.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Can you hear that?
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1290 of the BFO for Monday, the 7th of January, 2013. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Little show, y'all. I'm gonna tell you about the weekend at the Hara Hotel. Plus, can you hear that? Ha, ha, ha. Can you hear that? Ha, ha. Can you hear that? Ha, 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 ha. Hello, spam ambassadors. Big Fatty, there's only one of them. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, that is true, Poodle. There is only one indeed, spam ambassador of the BFO, and that is Mark up there in the Minnesotas, the Laughing Buddha. He is the official spam ambassador of the BFO. And y'all, you heard him at the beginning of today's little show. And Mark, thank you so much for sharing your coupon. Sharing your coupon with us. And Big Fatty's going to share his coupon. Big Fatty, we want to hear what you're going to share. Y'all, there's something I've been meaning to tell y'all. And it's just slipped my mind up until this point. But y'all, when I was in Hatlanta over the Christmas holiday, y'all, and I saw this advertised at the Kohl's. You know, Big Fatty likes to go to the Kohl's. And y'all, it was a little thing called, let me just see what it, I've got it right here. Y'all, it's called an HNDX Jam wireless speaker. And y'all, the thing is only about 2 inches tall, and it's as big around as a Coca-Cola can. And y'all, it's a wireless speaker, but what you can do is you can play the little shows over it, and you have to sit around with the ear bobs in your ears or anything like that, and y'all, it's just lovely. And I just love it. And it's rechargeable, and it's wireless, and it's got that Bluetooth. By the way, y'all, if you have a Bluetooth, you might want to go see a dentist. Big Fatty, please. But anyway, y'all, I just absolutely love it. It goes for about 4 hours on a single charge. And y'all, you can carry the speaker around. And when I came home from the Hara Hotel, and y'all, of course, I had to had soiled underpants. Big Fatty. Other things that needed to be cleansed. And I just carried it around, unpacked my grip, my valise, did several loads of the laundry, and been here on the computer, and you know, just doing little odd jobs. Several people have asked me if I have a New Year's resolution, and Oh, dear, I see Big Fatty, it's somebody from the Hara. Y'all, I'll be right back. Yes, Big Fatty. Dear Yeah, I guess y'all, I'll tell you about all about the weekend in just a second, which is what the horror call was about. But y'all, one of my, it's not going to be a New Year's resolution, but one of my goals for this year is, y'all, I'm going to do one little project every week. And by a little project, I mean like, okay, this week I am going to clean out this closet. Or this week I'm going to throw away old stuff in the pantry. Or this week I'm going to organize the dining room table here in the Fat Cave. And y'all, just do one little thing every week. And that way it's not overpowering. But you have you build on success. And you have lots of small little successes through the years. And things... things get done. Y'all, by the way, I have got some chicken bazooms in the oven, and so I'm going to have that and some broccoli. Big Freddy, can I sleep in another room? You'll be tooting all night. And have that for my supper after I finish recording our little show. But y'all, but without any further ado, y'all, let's tell you about the weekend. Yes, Big Freddy. Yeah, I guess it, y'all. As predicted, I did work a half day on Friday, and y'all. Then at 12 o'clock, high noon, y'all, high noon, I was in the Ford Escape, and I picked up Miss Kitty, y'all. Y'all, we're going for the weekend, y'all. He had three valises and a pillow. Y'all, I thought he was going to have a porter load the Ford Escape. Y'all, in fact, I thought I might have to go rent a U-Haul. Bee, Freddy. But anyway, y'all, we were off, and we on the way over, we got a... I had to have a little something in the gullet. So, y'all, we stopped at a Kentucky Fried Chicken. You know, they do chicken, right? I don't know if you knew that or not. And, y'all, I had the Colonel's chicken strips. Yes, McFreddy! And Miss Kitty had the some sort of little snackers. It was like a chicken strip on a bun. And, y'all, we arrived around a little bit before 3 p.m. in the afternoon and got all checked in. And, y'all, when we got there, the credit card machine was, they needed a technology expert. And I said, no, I am not here for that this weekend. No. So they got on the phone and was talking to the charger plate company, and you know, anyway. But anyway, we got checked in and all, and went and met with the two guys that I work closely with on the horror contest, which is coming up in February on the President's Day weekend. We just had a good little meeting. They just kind of brought me up to date on different things and all. And, then about 6 p.m. in the evening, me and Miss Kitty and, my two friends, two horror friends and two other folks who had come down from Penis Slivania with them, one of the two owners of the horror hotel, y'all, we went to a German restaurant, y'all. I looked for Michael in Stuttgart there, but I didn't see any evil dentists in there. Bee, Freddy, you're gonna get in trouble. No, he's unsubscribed. But anyway, we had I don't remember what I had. I had some sort of, I don't remember the name of it, but it was beef. It was German beef rolled around smoked bacon and a dill pickle. Beef,
Randy, that sounds vulgar.
Yeah, it was delicious. And it came with sort of German noodle pasta things, but spatzel. Y'all, I always thought that was something that you put on your shoes. I don't know. But it had that, and it had covered in gravy. And then what else did we have? We had, oh, and it came with a German salad, which was some sort of marinated green beans and cucumbers in a sour cream sauce. Y'all, lovely. But y'all, I was... And went back and y'all just I'd seen the meat. I had seen the meat, so I had to had a nice quiet evening on Friday, and then on Saturday, Miss Kitty and I got up and went to had a little brofkas at one of the nearby establishments and we had some coffee. Oh, yeah, I got to see. Had some coffee. You probably heard that, y'all, because the Words with Friends is going through that speaker I told you about, and it just broadcasted everywhere. Just every damn where. But anyway, we had some coffee with Mahara friends. And y'all, they always bring a big old pot of coffee. Y'all, they drink coffee all day long. Y'all, I couldn't sleep if I had coffee past 10 o'clock in the morning if I had to. And so then on Saturday we had a meeting with the caterer. Y'all, they got rid of the old caterer that ran the cafe over at the hotel. But y'all, they've got somebody new that is going to cater the big horror contest, because you know we have a big banquet during that, and y'all, we discuss some different things. Y'all, it's gonna be awfully fancy. Awfully fancy for a horror weekend, but y'all, I think everybody's gonna like it. And so then we discussed the menu. I'll tell you about all that as we get closer to the contest. But y'all, I've got to say I'm very pleased with what we have in store for the big horror contest coming up. And I think those who are attending will feel very, very happy to be there. They will have a good value for their duckies that they'll be spending. After that, y'all piddled around a little bit, and then me and Miss Kitty, we went and had a piece of red meat, ready, please, and a garden salad. And y'all, we went to a place called the Chop House, but y'all, you can have a baked potato, or you can choose any of their sides. And y'all, one of their sides is also one of their appetizers. It's just a smaller portion, but y'all, it is marinated green beans and banana peppers, and they're marinated together, and y'all, then they are dipped in a tempura batter and then deep fried. Y'all, it sounds weird. It really sounds weird, but y'all, it was delicious, along with that fillet mignon, big fatty. Y'all, then we came back and... y'all, because it's kind of chilly, so the heat was running in Big Fatty's auxiliary fat cave there at the Hollow Hotel. And y'all, I had on my nasty pig. Big Fatty, please. Had on my nasty pig. Big Fatty, don't answer that. That's that death phone. There's always something strange on land. No. Hello?
Hello? This is... John Smith. May I please speak to Poodle McNoodle?
Oh, Big
I'll hold.
Oh, okay. Please hold. Big Fatty, I don't want to talk to it. It sounds mechanical.
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Oh, Poodle McNoodle?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Sassy.
Oh, hi, Sassy. Who's Sassy?
Sassy McSassass.
Oh, yes, Sassy Man. I don't know who Sassy Man.
Sassy McSassass from the Smellcast.
Oh, yes, yes, of course.
How you doing?
Oh, lovely.
Listen, why don't you kick Big Fatty out of the room or something? Big. Or talk to you by yourself.
Yes, I will. Big Fatty, get the hell
well,
out of here.
I don't know how to get... Yes, throw a piece of bacon down the freaking hallway
yes,
or something.
Yes, get out of here. Go fix some bacon.
Are we alone?
Oh, yes.
Oh, goody.
Yes.
Well, listen to it, McDonald. Yes. The reason I called is that go get that funny thing the Big Fatty was speaking through.
What?
You know, the microphone.
What? Yes. Well, yeah.
The microhoist.
Yes.
The one.
Yes.
You do the funny voices. Go get it.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll wait.
Okay, let me go get it. Okay.
You back?
Yes.
Okay, now, here, let's have a little conversation, okay?
Do what?
I'll start. Hi, Poodle McDoodle.
Hey, Sassy, how are you?
Hi.
Hi.
How are you today, Poodle McDoodle?
Oh, I'm lovely. I'm just lovely. How are you?
I'm good. Oh, it's a nice day, isn't it, Poodle McDoodle?
Oh, it's just lovely.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, what? Blah, 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 yeah. Ah, yeah, lovely.
Blah, 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 blah.
Blah, 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 blah. Blah, blah.
Okay, look, it's been fun, but I gotta go.
Okay.
See ya.
Bye. Big Freddy, please come back. I'm scared. Oh. Well, Poodle, what did Sassy want? Big Freddy, I don't know. He's just talking crazy. Just crazy. I don't know. Please don't ever answer that death phone again. It's just it's vulgar. So, well, all right. Go. You go. You need to go sit down, Poodle. You're obviously shaken. You're obviously shaken and stirred. Big Freddy, that's a martini. But anyway, then where was I? We were. Y'all passed out. Passed out Saturday night at the Horror Hotel. Y'all, there was not a single gentleman caller. Not a single one. But y'all, even Miss Kitty said this was an odd weekend over there. Just an odd weekend. So I'm not gonna write it off yet. No. But anyway, it was just odd. And then Sunday morning, we got an early start, about 9 a.m. in the morning. Y'all, we were back by about 11:30 a.m. in the morning. Y'all went over dropped Miss Kitty off, and y'all, then I went, can you hear that? Y'all went to the Von Z's. Yes, McFreddy, because y'all, they have the gas card on sale for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and so y'all, if you spent $50 on groceries, you could buy a $50 gas card for $40. And y'all, so I got some solid, and y'all, they had the Green Giant frozen vegetables. Half price. It was half price. Buy one, get one free. And y'all, then one of the things had on there, if you bought three of them, you got a dollar coupon. And so y'all, I bought three packages. They were $1.99, buy one, get one free. So that was basically $1 a package. And then I bought the third package and I had the dollar coupon. So, it didn't cost me, but about $2 for three packages of the frozen vegetables. Y'all got some egg whites. They had the good shaved ham and turkey on sale. Y'all, they had lovely looking strawberries. Got some of those. The boneless chicken bazooms, y'all, they were really on sale. $1.99 a pound for boneless chicken bazooms. That's very good. Got me some of those frozen chicken bazooms with the Codon Blue on it. They were on sale, and several other things, some country ham, and y'all, by the way, that is not spelled C-U-N-T, then the $50 gas card, and y'all have spent $92.54, but I saved, y'all have saved $28.47, plus I've got $50 worth of petroleum products to put into the Ford Escape because of, Jack, I see. So, y'all, I think I did real well on that, especially for the first coupon of 2013. Be ready. I'm still shaken by the whole Sassy calling. It's too mechanical for me. That's all I've got to say. Of course, y'all, went over to the Horror Hotel, and I had two phone calls from gentlemen callers and an e-letter. From a gentleman caller saying, "Hey, McCready, can we get together this weekend?" So, you know, I went over there. There was nothing to be had and missed three opportunities here in Charleston. Big Freddy. Spambassador Laughing Buddha, just curious, what was your favorite part of today's little show, huh?
Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Can you hear that?
Oh, Big Freddy, I'm so glad he didn't say Sassy's call.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.